Hi, welcome back. You're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutin. Now, if you've just joined us on the show, we're discussing what can be done to stop the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. News reports on the ground say that hospitals are overwhelmed and running low on medical supplies. Water and food supplies are running out, and thousands now have been displaced due to destroyed homes. What can be done to secure aid? Joining us on the line now is President of Mercy Malaysia, Dato' Dr. Ahmad Faizal Perdaus. Mercy Malaysia has been providing medical and humanitarian assistance to Palestine since 2008. It's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Faizal. Thank you for joining us on the show. Now, what do you understand to be the current situation on the ground in Gaza? I mean, how long before current supplies run out?
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Sharad. Well, first of all, the situation is very dire, and the situation is in fact critical in some parts of Gaza. At the moment, we're talking about 2 to 3 days of fuel, which is needed for generators to keep electricity going in some of the facilities that provide healthcare as well as hospitals. And we're talking about 3 to 4 days in some places where food is concerned. Although we feel that food could perhaps be mitigated by some supplies coming in from Egypt. Where medicines and medical equipment are concerned, in some of the hospitals, some of the equipment have already been damaged. But all in all, there will be a need for medicine, more importantly, to treat wounds and injuries, as well as paraphernalia to treat injuries, including for fractures and internal injury. So these are the main priorities at the moment. Of course, going a little bit further down, we have also a priority list for the generators, because although fuel is needed more urgently, generators also. And third are equipment and also things that we can send over for shelters, emergency shelters, that is. We're not thinking of building anything at the moment, given the current situation. And of course, although some people might say that this should be further down the line, but for us and from our experience and from the current situation and reports that we're getting, some psychosocial mental health first aid is also needed urgently at the moment, especially for children.
Dr. Faizal, you know, the international community and many stakeholders are actually involved in efforts in Gaza and the occupied territories and before even this conflict broke out. What portion does Malaysia contribute to this international effort in the occupied territories? And how best can we, position ourselves in helping the Palestinians in the occupied territories?
Right. So there are three parts to that question. The first part is practically on the ground and inside. So inside the occupied territories, Malaysia, through its NGOs, has a bigger presence in Gaza. That's only because over the last decade or so, since late 2008, all the conflicts that have happened have occurred mainly in Gaza. So there are at least about a dozen Malaysian NGOs, including Mercy Malaysia, who are operational in Gaza, while there are many others who from time to time also participate or send aid or send assistance through, whether in peacetime as well as in war as currently. With regards to proportion, if we were to take amount of money, would probably be small, probably less than 5%. That's because the money has to be counted in US dollars, yeah? So even if it's 10 million ringgit at current exchange rate, it's only about 2.5 million US dollars. There are a lot of other bigger donors, bigger NGOs, bigger countries involved, Turkey, Qatar, of course, the UN agencies, etc., etc. So that's on one point. However, the impact... Right. That Malaysian NGOs have is a lot greater. Now, on the West Bank side, we don't have as much or as big a presence. And that's where we generally, both Mercy Malaysia and other NGOs, work with and through partners.
Dr. Faisal, can I ask you, how does COVID-19 complicate the situation? Does it?
Oh, very much, because even before the war broke out, even before the hostilities broke out, rather, both in the West Bank and in Gaza, Israel, of course, has done very, very well. Credit is due where it's due with regards to COVID-19 vaccination. And they've seen their cases drop from above 10,000 a day to a few hundred and over the last few weeks only to double figures and almost no death daily. However, the same cannot be said for the occupied Palestinian territories. And the Israelis have made it a point to announce that they do not bear the responsibility for vaccinating the Palestinians. So at the moment, with the current situation, with a largely unvaccinated Palestinian population, both in the occupied West Bank as well as in Gaza, as opposed to a almost fully vaccinated Israeli population now, the situation is very dire indeed, because you've got people cramped and holding up in very cramped situations, especially in Gaza, and even in the West Bank, people are congregating and demonstrations, etc., and that will lead to more transmission of the virus.
Sorry, well, very quickly, I wanted to ask you, can humanitarian aid be given safe passage through? Can it reach the people in need?
Right. This is a big issue, and I was just going to add just now that the problem now, of course, is that Israel is in control of all the border crossings except for one, which is Rafah, which is controlled by the Egyptians, who previously, prior to these outbreak of hostilities, that is the crossing from Sinai in Egypt into Gaza, Israel also had a tacit understanding with Israel not to open the crossings openly or freely. Thankfully, over the last few days, that has opened and some aid is getting through. Israel has actually opened one of the crossings, which is Karom Shalem. However, that has been closed again because of fighting, and has yet to open the other crossing, which is in control of, which is Erez. And so, humanitarian aid is getting through, but in a limited and slow manner.
Dr. Faisal, thank you for helping us understand the situation a bit better. Thank you for your time. We're going to take a quick break here and consider this, but stay tuned.